From Spark and Anvil and Ratio Realm, this is Scale the Doubler, also serves as mentor, in Chapter 1 of the Ratio Realm cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Scale grew up in a bakery. The bakery, Hearth and Loaves, on the main square of the town of Measure, had been in her family for 4 generations. Her great-grandmother had founded it. Her grandmother had expanded it. Her mother had modernized it. Scale, by the time she was 12, was the 4th generation baker and was already, by the bakery standards, unusually responsible. She kneaded dough at 6 in the morning. She managed the apprentices at 14. By 16, she was running the daytime shop while her mother handled the kitchen. What Scale loved most about the bakery, however, was not the bread or the customers, or even the warm smell of the oven at dawn, though she loved all of those. What she loved most was the recipe. The bakery's master recipe, written in her great-grandmother's hand on a yellowing piece of parchment kept in a wooden box, was for 1 loaf. The recipe specified in her great-grandmother's careful script, 2 cups of flour, 1 cup of water, 1 spoonful of salt, 1 spoonful of yeast. Knead until smooth. Bake 1 hour at hot as the oven can be. This recipe had fed the town for 100 years. It was the recipe. But of course, the bakery did not bake 1 loaf per day. The bakery baked on a typical weekday 40 loaves. On market day, it baked 60. On feast day, it baked 120. The bakery, and this is the essential fact of the chapter, scaled the recipe. Scale's mother had taught her, when she was 8, how to scale the recipe. She had said, if you want 40 loaves, you multiply every ingredient by 40. 2 cups of flour times 40 equals 80 cups of flour. 1 cup of water times 40 equals 40 cups of water. 1 spoonful of salt times 40 equals 40 spoonfuls of salt. 1 spoonful of yeast times 40 equals 40 spoonfuls of yeast. Every ingredient grows by the same factor. The ratio of flour to water is still 2 to 1. The ratio of salt to yeast is still 1 to 1. The bread is still the same bread. There is just more of it. Scale had understood this immediately. She had been 8. The principle was, for her, obvious. You wanted more bread. You multiplied everything by the same number. The bread did not change. There was just more. But she had also noticed, and this is where her insight as a teacher began, that the bakery's apprentices did not always understand this. The first apprentice she trained, when she was 16, was Loy Ming Broad. Broad was 13. He had been hired to help with the morning rush. On his 2nd day, Scale asked him to triple the recipe, to make 3 loaves instead of 1. She left him in the kitchen and went to manage the shop. Broad made 1 mistake. 1. He multiplied the flour by 3. 6 cups. Correct. He multiplied the water by 3. 3 cups. Correct. He multiplied the salt by 3. 3 spoonfuls. Correct. But for the yeast, because he was nervous about over-yeasting the bread, he kept the yeast at 1 spoonful. The 3 loaves came out badly. They were dense. They were heavy. The yeast had not been enough to lift 3 loaves worth of dough. Scale, when she came back to the kitchen and saw the bricks of bread, sat down with Broad on the kitchen bench. She did not scold him. She said, the ratio is the recipe. The recipe is 1 to 2 flour to water, 1 spoonful salt, 1 spoonful yeast for 1 loaf. To make 3 loaves, every part of the recipe must triple. The yeast is in the ratio. The yeast is part of the recipe. If you do not scale the yeast, you have changed the ratio, and the bread changes too. It is no longer the same bread. Broad understood. He never made the mistake again. The bakery had no more brick bread. But Scale had by then seen the pedagogical problem. People who did not grow up in bakeries did not know, viscerally, that every part of a ratio scales together. They sometimes scaled some parts and not others. They sometimes kept some parts the same because they were afraid of more of that ingredient. The bread came out wrong. She decided, when she was 20, that she would teach this. She studied with the Ratio Realm Academy for 3 years, during which she also continued running the bakery on weekends. She joined the faculty when she was 23. She has been teaching equivalent ratios, the principle that scaling all parts by the same factor preserves the ratio, for 9 years. She serves the Academy as both a cast member and the AI mentor. This is a pattern. The Academy's smaller cast apps have the mentor also be one of the cast, because the mentor's voice and the lesson anchor's voice are the same voice. Scale handles this dual role gracefully. As a cast member, she appears in lessons on equivalent ratios. As a mentor, she introduces every other character. In her classroom, she begins every first day lesson the same way. She brings from the bakery, which is still in her family, her younger brother now runs it, the master recipe parchment. She holds it up, she reads it aloud. She says, "This recipe makes one loaf. To make 10 loaves, what do we do?"
The children always say, "Multiply everything by 10. Scale smiles. She says, "Yes, everything. 2 cups of flour becomes 20. 1 cup of water becomes 10. 1 spoonful of salt becomes 10. 1 spoonful of yeast becomes 10. The ratio of flour to water is still 2 to 1. The bread is still the same bread. More of it, not different." She pauses. She adds, "If you change one ingredient and not the others, the ratio is no longer the recipe. The bread becomes something else. Apprentice Broad learned this the hard way. We will not learn it the hard way." When children ask whether ratios and proportions are hard, Scale always says the same thing. They are not hard. They are recipes. The ratio is the recipe. To scale up, multiply every part by the same factor. Every part. The ratio stays the same. The dish stays the same. There is just more of it. She still carries the parchment. The children sometimes ask to see it. She always lets them. She does not let them touch it. It is 100 years old.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Scale the Doubler also serves as mentor. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.